Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
The Pitch Your Business competition is now in full swing. Over 300 participants are engaging in high-quality online training provided by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. With this free online training, we intend to equip and empower those in the early stages of their entrepreneurial journey, as well as those who are still to implement their ideas. To all participants of this year's Pitch Your Business competition, as you commit to this remarkable endeavor, Radio Pulpit wishes you a fruitful journey ahead.
Congratulations to the 31st participants of the Pitch Your Business Competition 2024 for successfully navigating the first phase. The remaining 31 participants continue to compete for marketing exposure to the value of 1 million rand, where the winner walks away with promotional exposure valued at 500,000 rand, along with crucial in-depth mentorship. And I am honored to be talking to this beautiful queen. With me is Chantal von Weylach to reflect on their journey so far in the Pitch Your Business competition. Chantal, how are you doing?
I am very good. Thank you so much. And thank you for the call.
Chantal, can you introduce yourself to us and tell us a bit about your business or your business idea?
All right. So my name is Chantal von Weylach and my business is The Creative Mind. I started my business in October last year when my last baby was born at 26 weeks. And after working full-time in hospitality, I just realized that, you know what, I need to do something with what I've studied and I need to pursue my dreams. And then I started The Creative Mind. Now, the company that I started is focused on graphic design, social media marketing, and external marketing for other businesses, but my target market is small and startup businesses.
All right. What key insights or takeaways have you gained from the idea to concept development online training?
So the takeaways that I've gained from all the training and by doing the business proposal and all of that is to understand and systematically generate all my ideas onto a platform. I'm a type of person where I've got so many tabs open and I just want to, you know, go for everything. But through following all these techniques, I've actually pinpointed everything down and made myself a list to focus on one thing at a time and to do my marketing research for everything and to do prototypes and testings and to generate feedback from the target audience and from other potential users, and by creating a business model and through that by projecting and management all my skills.
And so, Chantal, what have been the most significant challenges or obstacles you have encountered so far in the Pitch Your Business competition, and how have you overcome them?
I've had quite a few challenges. Obviously, the biggest one that I had was funding. You know, to start off a business, it's not always easy, as you need to have all the tools in order to make your business excel. And so, yeah, my biggest challenge was funding, which I managed to get a loan for. And through that, I then purchased my software that I'm designing on, a computer to do my designing on. And obviously to get my business registered, which I have done by now. I was scammed a few times. So to get the right people to actually register the business was quite a mission. But now I've overcome that and I've done that. And the other biggest thing was to gather clients and to market on the correct platforms, which now I, through your training programs and all of that, I have now done my research, I've got the correct marketing platforms, and I've actually started doing that as well.
Sure, Chantal, you've gone through a lot. But with but now with approximately 2 months left in the competition, what are your expectations and goals? How do you plan to stand out from the other participants?
I've got quite big expectations. I honestly, I didn't even think that I'll make it this far. but I am very grateful that I have.
Mm.
And my expectations are is to work also closely with the mentors and to have the visibility that obviously at this point I don't have. And, you know, my goal is to be able to employ students that are studying in the field.
Right.
And to give them that exposure and also to give them all the knowledge that I have gained throughout all the years of working in the field.
Mm-hmm.
And teaching them as they are the next generation.
Wow. But how would winning the marketing exposure and mentorship prize benefit your business? I heard you talking about money.
Oh. Yes, money, obviously. But the biggest thing is to gain more visibility,
uh-huh.
credibility by winning a competition like this. I think it will have a lot of credibility to my business and to other stakeholders and potential customers as well. I mean, if you win something like this, you've been vetted and you've won trust from experts, from judges. It will create a bigger audience. It will give me, you know, more growth within my company. And obviously with the mentorship, to work closely with them for advice, for, you know, growing bigger. It gives me a complete different network. You know, you get to gear in with their skills development and accountability with support.
Then, in your opinion, how does the PCO Business Competition contribute to society, particularly in empowering young entrepreneurs in South Africa and Africa?
I think this is a really nice platform, in my opinion itself, because it also encourages innovation. It gives access to resources which one didn't have in the beginning. It gives you skills development, economic development, inspiration. So I think this is a really nice platform, especially for young and start-up businesses, people just exiting the university, going to work for a company, wanting to start their own thing, wanting to follow their dreams. I think that what you guys have done through this, it gives them a lot more confidence to actually take on something big like this. I mean, it does take a lot of guts for someone to walk out of a full-time job and to start their own thing. Mm. But with the current economic and everything going on, people don't always have the funds. People don't have the resources to step into something like this and to gain all the knowledge and, you know, to start. Because what I've realized with a lot of people that I've been talking to through doing my research is they don't know how to do a business plan. They don't know how to start up something. They think by just registering a company and going to social media, they will grow huge success. And with the resources and everything that I've gained throughout this competition, I actually also realized that that's not how it works. You need to have certain things in place. You need to do step by step and not just go into the blue and start up something. So I think this has got a lot of potential for young entrepreneurs within South Africa and actually within Africa itself as well, to give them that knowledge to actually make a success of themselves. Because I do see a lot of businesses failing because they haven't started the correct way.
Wow, Chantel, thank you so much for talking to us and all of the best. You're one of the entrepreneurs who grabbed this big and huge opportunity for themselves. And we wish you all the best in the coming 2 months on PCO Business.
Thank you so much and thank you for the opportunity. I really appreciate it.
The PCO Business Competition is brought to you by Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science and its Beehive Enterprise Development Center, IM Youth, Radio Pulpit, and TBN Africa.
The PCO Business Competition is now in full swing. Over 300 participants are engaging in high-quality online training provided by the Northwest University's Faculty of Economic and Management Science. With this free online training, we intend to equip and empower those in the early stages of their entrepreneurial journey, as well as those who are still to implement their ideas. To all participants of this year's Pitch Your Business competition, as you commit to this remarkable endeavor, Radio Pulpit wishes you a fruitful journey ahead.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.